Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. Welcome to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton, and it's Friday, March 6th, year 2015. Yes, thank God it is Friday. And let me first say happy Sabbath to all of the believers. Well, anyway, what a day this has been. Actually, what a week this has been. Okay, weather-wise, okay, winter. Winter say, look, I ain't going out like that. Look, y'all gonna know that I was here this year, okay? Well, anyway, man, we had some snow. It came down yesterday. Some places got 4 to 8 inches. Other places got 6 to 9 inches, something like that. But I'm telling you something. I was shoveling. Yes, indeed. Doing driveways, the garage, and cars. And, you know, it's okay. That, you know when you have an... You know, you have these automobiles. Some have multiple automobiles, and I mean, it looks nice and it feels good. But when you can't get all of them in your garage, and you have weather like you have yesterday, and you got to clean those babies off. You know what I mean? Well, anyway, yes, I had to clean those babies off. And you know what's time? Look, I need a 6-car garage. Yes, I do. It's time for me to move. I need a 6-car garage, or either have one built on the property. I need a 6-car garage, and I'm speaking that into existence. Okay, I'm speaking that into existence. Well, anyway, look. Hope you had a great day. I had a wonderful day. Got a lot accomplished. Yes, although we had this weather, and I still got a lot of things accomplished, and I hope you did too. Well, let's get this program started. You know how we do it. Go on your social networks, cell phones, let everybody know that your favorite late night inspiration program is on the air live right now. That's the Power Hour with your host, Harold Sutton. And tonight we're broadcasting live from Fort Belvoir. Yeah, from Fort Belvoir, and we're having a good time down here. So, look, anyway, here we go. We're going to get started. Starting us off tonight, Brother Marcus Dolphin with his hit single, Your Way. This young man is making some noise across this country, y'all, and we're so proud of him. He is a DMV artist, and he's doing well, and I'm looking forward to greater things for this young man. I'm telling you, he's really going forth. As a matter of fact, Sunday he will be at the New Bethel Church of God in Christ for the international convocation for the diocese and for this area. And he's one of the guest psalmists there. And so I'm going to try to run by there at 5 o'clock on this coming Sunday and support this young man, because he has an awesome ministry. If you're not doing anything, you need to go up there and check him out. But anyway, here he is right now, kicking it off for us, Brother Marcus Dolphin, singing Your Way. I'm your host, Harold Sutton, and you're listening to The Power Hour.
Oh, yeah, your way. Thought I had it all figured out. I didn't even ask you about all the things I was doing, and I ruined the things that meant the most to me. Now I'm sitting here all alone. The friends that I had are gone. All I have left is you, Lord.
I don't know what I was thinking.
When I walked away, I was tripping.
I did not have to pray.
Gotta get back to the place I know that I should be. Then when
This is not a time to go off course. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word for you for the Lord. And you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you started. So please don't let the time you stole be wasted on things that you'll later regret. Wishing you
for the people of God. Everybody, we got to guard this promise.
And we must guard it with our hearts.
We must labor to rest.
Everything you will ever need.
Everything that you would ever need.
Was provided at Calvary.
God provided at Calvary.
There remains a rest.
Hey, there is a rest.
There is a rest.
Hey.
There remains a rest.
There is a rest.
There is a rest.
What is this rest? It's the finished work
of the Lord.
This rest is like when an attorney says, I rest my case. It's finished. This is a powerful teaching for the people of God. This rest still remains.
A promise of finished work.
It's a finished work.
And we must guard it with our
guard the promise with your heart.
Everything you will ever need
was provided at Calvary.
Was provided at Calvary.
Your case has been rested.
There is a rest.
Hey. There is a rest.
There is a rest.
It's a finished
there
work.
Remaineth a rest.
There remaineth a rest.
There is a rest.
God rested on the seventh day. His work. Okay, what is a finished work? Scripture said, cursed is any man
that hangeth
on a tree. Listen.
Jesus,
he took on this curse.
Just for you and me.
Now tell everybody what a curse is.
A curse is defined as poverty.
It's poverty. It's sickness. It's death. But listen, when Jesus said, at the cross where he said it is finished, he blessed you.
He blessed us with his rest.
Healing finished.
There is a rest.
Provision finished. Prayers answered.
There is a rest.
Yeah. There is a rest.
There is a rest.
On. Come on, we're going to say, this.
Now that you know that it's finished.
Look at your neighbor and say, come on, by faith.
Come on, by faith, that's all in it.
Faith takes possession of what grace provided.
Now that you know that it's finished.
The just shall live by faith.
Come on, by faith, that's all in it.
Come on,
come on,
come on, come on.
Now that you know that it's finished.
No more stressing.
Come on, by faith, that's all in it.
Walk in the blessing.
Now that you know,
that you know.
Come on, my faith, let's go.
Come on, let's go.
Everything is a rest.
It remains.
There is a rest.
It remains.
There is a rest.
There is a rest.
It's there.
Provision.
There.
Your joy is there. It's a finished work. Your peace is there. It's a finished work. Your healing is there. It's a finished work. Depression gone. Stress gone. The hurt gone. Ah. Resting. Resting. It's complete. Your healing is complete. Provision is complete. Your prayers are already answered. Rest. Rest. Be confident. It's already done. Be assured. It's already done. Labor to rest. To rest, it requires effort. Labor to rest. Thank you, Pastor Dollar.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. Our golden nugget segment for the day is all about enhancing your willpower. Enhancing your willpower. In other words, I'm saying control yourself. Well, we all say it, you know, mostly to ourselves, control yourself. We say it when we indulge in behaviors that cause short-term gain for long-term pain. You know what I mean? And guilt. Yes, we do. I cite many of the usual suspects. How about eating the wrong things? I mean, we're challenging that areas, right? The willpower. We know, like for myself, okay, I love chicken, okay? But I know that fried food is not good for me. But where's the willpower when I'm tempted, right? And then there are times for folks are lazy, okay, not motivated, okay? Don't have the will to get up and do what they need to do. Staying up too late. Drinking too much, okay? You have to, both those who are addicted and just can't stop drinking, you know, not having the willpower. And, of course, there's others. Now, why do we do such things? After all, aren't we entirely in control of ourselves all the time? The answer is no, we are not. Each of us only has so much of it. Now, when you have to control yourself, there is less willpower available to you for other parts of your life, okay? This fact is a good one to know because people who lose their willpower often do things that they would rather not. They become aggressive. In other words, some, you know, are cocky and reckless. You get that I don't care attitude. Some sexually impulsive. And others, they give up too early on difficult challenges. Now, this has nothing to do with being physically tired. I want you to know, it doesn't have anything to do with you being physically tired, but it is a mental thing, okay? Yes, it's a mental thing. Your self-control is at low ebb. In other words, flowing backward or away, declining or decaying when you are mentally exhausted. Yes, when you are mentally exhausted, you don't have the willpower to do anything. When you're mentally exhausted, you're like, okay, just whatever. You know what I mean? And now that you know that self-control is a limited resource, and that depleting it means less for later, you can do something, some anticipating planning, okay? Anticipating. You say, well, Harold, what do you mean by that? Well, how about exercising your willpower muscle to get more of it? Okay, interesting. Now, how do we do this? I'm glad you asked. Okay, let's do a couple of exercises. Okay, how about when you get a chance, let's watch a funny movie. And don't laugh. Now, no, watch it, but, okay, here's the challenge. And get a real funny movie, right? And the challenge is don't laugh or smile. Absolutely no verbal or facial response at all. And then you watch a sad movie. Don't cry or no facial response at all. And thirdly, hey, go to the store and purchase your favorite snack. And here's the challenge. Don't eat it. You can't eat it. Nah, just look at it. I wonder how many of us can handle that. Okay, we talking about building. Okay, we building. Okay, that resistance. We building up that resistance. Okay, get the snack and don't eat it. Now that we've accomplished that in the natural, let's deal with the spiritual aspect of growing the willpower muscle to resist the enemy and all of the temptations. Now, I'm not going to tell you to test yourself with that you are being tempted up because that's just asking for a whole lot of trouble, right? Putting you in harm's way, right? Okay. Then don't sit up there and say, okay, I'm going to challenge myself. And you know the sister, you know, you do those late night calls and go visit the sister, and you know what's up with that, right? And you sit up there and say, well, I can resist, and all of a sudden, you know, she answered that door and she's in something very comfortable and sexy and all that kind of stuff. And then you know you messed up, right? So don't put yourself in harm's way like that. No, we ain't going to do that. But to grow your willpower muscle spiritually, you need to equip yourself first, okay? And because we fight not against flesh and blood, the warfare is in the spirit realm. So first, let's arm ourselves. Now, how do we do this? Okay, we arm ourselves first through fasting. Now, let me share. Then this is a misconception, a fallacy that has really, let me just say, a lot of Christian folks they think that they gain power through fasting, and that's not true. Okay, now I know some of you are going to get upset with me, but fasting doesn't have anything to do with your spiritual powers. What fasting does, it disciplines the body. It's discipline. It just disciplines you. When you fast, what you're saying is that, Lord, I'm bringing this body under subjection, okay, and under my authority, and it will do as I command. Fasting has absolutely nothing to do with anything else but that. You don't gain power by fasting, okay? And that's going to be something we talk about later. And, you know, yeah, hit me up. Yeah, we'll talk about it, and I'll show you how you get that power, okay? But it starts with discipline, okay, by bringing that flesh under subjection, and that's what fasting does. Now, the second thing is through prayer. Now, prayer keeps you connected to the power source that will enable you to activate the arsenals of weaponry that will tear down strongholds. Now we're getting into the power source, right? through prayer. And the third thing is reading, about reading and application of God's word. The word is the sword that is so powerful none can withstand its assault. Okay, so that's the key right there. All right, so that's how, these are the components. With these components in full motion, you can withstand any temptation. You want to grow your willpower spiritually, you follow those three. You follow those three instructions that I just gave you, right? By fasting and through prayer and reading and the application of God's word. Grow your willpower and enjoy life in abundance. A golden nugget just for you. You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. It's time for our spoken word segment. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. And today I want to share with you, you can have living faith. We're going to stay basically in the flow with the testimonies that you heard earlier from Dr. Mike Freeman and D. Freeman. And we just want to just to stay right there talking about faith. You know, what is faith and how do we receive it and grow in it? It's very important because everybody doesn't have the same amount of faith. And we have to grow in it, and that's based on our relationship. The more we get to know the Lord, the more we will grow in our faith. The more as he shares his miraculous intervention for us, we'll come to know him as the God who can handle any situation that confronts his people. Now, I want to read this article that I read from one of the ministries that I follow on internet. I love them, their Bible study, United Church of God. And in this particular study, they're talking about faith, you know, living in faith. And so I want to share this article with you. Of course, we know faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of not seen. In the other scripture, we know that it's impossible to please the Lord without it, right? Okay, well, here's the reading from this wonderful article. What is faith and how do we receive it and grow in it? We live in a society that is virtually devoid of faith. Since most people don't read the Bible, they don't know much about God or believe he even exists. What about you? Do you lack the faith to believe in God? Having true faith will help you make sense of the troubling and confusing world you live in. It will give you the confidence you need to move forward with your life and despite trials and setbacks. Now, how do you get faith? Growing in faith requires believing in God and maintaining a close relationship with him. You can have this relationship with God through daily prayer, Bible study, and applying what God says in the scriptures in your personal life. I love that. I love that. It's such a wonderful thing to have faith. It makes life a lot more easier. What I mean by easier, we who are believers, when different things hit us, especially when it's just, you know, unexpectedly and when it's overwhelming, you know, what keeps us from losing our mind and just really kirking out, you know what I mean, is that we have a substance. Yes, we have a substance, and we call it faith. We have this thing knowing that, you know, everything is going to work out for my good, despite of what, regardless of what it looks like and what it may appear. We know that this is going to work out for my good. Yes, it is, and that's the advantage that we who are believers, who have hope. That's the process we think. Meanwhile, those who don't know the Lord, those who don't really, you know, exercise that, you know, they go on a panic mode. Yes, a lot of them stress out, which causes sickness and disease in our body. A lot of folks have heart attacks and their blood pressure go up. They have strokes. But, you know, we who are believers, believers of the word, believing God, knowing that God is waiting there to carry us through whatever we're going through, and we have hope. Now, regardless of what it looked like, yes, it can overwhelm us, and we were like, oh, God, what am I going to do? But the thing it is that we do know, in the back of our minds, we're saying, I know it's going to work out. I know it's going to work out for my good. I'm just going to keep pushing, and I know that somehow, some way, God is going to work this thing out for me. It's going to work out for my good. Faith is important to have, my brothers and my sisters. It is important to have in your life. It carried you a long way, especially when you're in the dark hours, when you're in a situation where you just can't see your way through. You just got to create an atmosphere. Yes, just close your eyes and create an atmosphere and see you in that place of deliverance. You see yourself in that place of breakthrough. See yourself in that place of victory. Okay, yes, we live by faith. We live, and we walk not by sight. Yes, but we live by faith and through faith, knowing that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly what we can even imagine and think. No, he can do it, you know. And when he does it well. Well, that concludes our spoken word segment on faith. I hope it bless you. I know it will bless you if you just apply it and just go to the text and read. The book of Hebrews is a good a book on faith, and there's a lot of stories where you can find in the Bible where people have to exercise their faith, and you will see that the outcome is that after exercising their faith, they found victory and triumph, all because they trust in the name of the Lord. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
There was a time I truly believed that I could do it on my own. But all that I found at the end of that road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a Savior who turned me around, and he placed his love on me, and I will trust him again till my last heartbeat. Trust in every possession, but in me
walking over, I just can't see. But I remember how you delivered in time before. For you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Get over, I just can't see. But I remember how you delivered in times before. For you the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh yeah, my mind.
Next in line. here. You've been waiting on a miracle for a long time. Thought you were getting close, but yet you're far behind. Listen, don't you give up, because this is your time. I came here to let you know that your next in line is dead. For a long time, thought you were getting close, but yet you're far behind. Don't you give up, because this is your time. Came here to let you know that your next in line is next.
Somebody church this weekend, okay? You got to visit somebody church this week. Take somebody, yeah, not only visit, but take somebody to church along with you. Yeah, take somebody. Let's be a disciple for Christ this weekend, okay? Yes, let's recruit. Let's go on a recruiting mode, and we have to tell the people more about, you know, the God that we serve and the reason why we serve. And, you know, come on over here where the table is spread. That's what Richard Small would say. You know, where the feast of the Lord is going on. You know, there's a lot of attraction that's in the world that's attracting our young people. It's attracting everybody, all ages, all walk of life, all type of ethnicity. I've never seen so many mixed culture in my life. And so there's a lot of things that's going on in the world, but there's not enough that's going on in our ministries. We're not as visible in our communities like we should be. Kudos to the Reed Temple Ministry. They just opened up a new satellite place there, a worship center there downtown in the movie theater. Yes, indeedy. So we're so excited about what they're doing, you know, bringing the ministry to the communities. And we wish them the best. And I would like to see more churches get from beyond those walls and use the modern technologies and you know, do whatever we can to reach the unchurched, the unsaved, and those who are lost. Congratulations to Reed Temple AME Church. Well, our time is up. We're going to ask you to just like to be prayerful and be safe. Have fun, and we'll connect again on Monday for the best in late night inspiration on the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton, signing out. Chris, take us on home. Brother Chris Holm is singing one of my favorites, All I Need Is In You. Good night. You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.